Fannett United are another club who, of course, dominated the Ulster Senior League down through the years. Ollie Horgan was at the helm when they were doing that. But Fannett are a club who are in transition at the moment, and it's all about rebuilding down at Trialloch over these last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. And Michael Dini, their new manager, has a big, big rebuilding job. You know, they had, at least last year when they had, when their stock sort of declined, like it's only, I think, was it, 2011 when Fannett United last won the Ulster Senior League. But there, you know, it would probably be a bit of an overreaction to call it a demise as such, but certainly, you know, I suppose a few experienced players have stepped aside and stuff, and certainly Michael Dini has a big, big rebuilding job. But what they had last year was that stability of the Ollie Horgan factor, but they've now lost Ollie as well, and for all the players they've lost over the years, I think Ollie could be one of their biggest losses. You know, that work ethic that he brought, that drive that he brought, his sort of network of people that he had, network of players that he had from his involvement with the schools set up around about St Union's College. Michael Dini sort of somewhat coming in from the cold. He's a Scottish native, but a big derby in football, you have to say. I mean, he played 50-odd games with Greenock Martin back in the early 1990s, so he certainly has a good football pedigree. But in terms of Ulster Senior League, he's coming in a bit cold and certainly will need guidance from senior people down in Fannett United. But what he has done, he's made a couple of astute signings. Blaine Curtis, possibly his brother Declan Curtis, again, players who have played for Finn Harps and have been in and around the Ulster Senior League. He's got Brian McVeigh back on board. He had trialled with Finn Harps in recent weeks. So the only thing about it, you would have to say, Fannett squad does look a bit on the too youthful side, if that makes sense, I think. You know, they had the likes of Paddy McGranahan, they had the Nashes for years, and these guys, but they don't seem to have that bit of experience bite about them to make a sustained challenge. But again, as I'd mentioned there with Derry City and Finn Harps, it's probably not about winning trophies at this stage for Fannett. It's just sort of about getting the show on the road and a rebuilding job. You know, Michael Dini may be looking to a 3-year, 5-year plan, whatever it is, but it's certainly a job that won't be for this season, but over a period of time.
Two other teams left to look at, Swilly Rovers and Bunnaghee United. Swilly, of course, a club steeped in tradition and Ulster Senior League football, and Swilly Park is always a difficult place to go and try and get points on, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just thinking back there myself to times, you know, you'd be going to watch Kildrum teams down in Swilly Park, and it was always a venue that you hated going down a way that, you know, you knew you were never, ever going to get things easy in Swilly Park. And that rings right through to now. But I think in many ways, Jason Gibson's side could be something of dark horses. You know, they won the Knockalla Caravans Cup last year, and they're a team that certainly their graph is on the up. He's brought in a couple of very good signings there. Ryan Shields, Mikel McCrennan, native to play at centre-back. Dairyman Calvin Mooney, who Ulster Senior League people will remember as a couple of years ago a striker of good prolificity with Killay FC. Young Gareth Cahoon of St Johnson, promising young left-back who was in the books of Finn Harps last season. And Kieran Hart, a Romelton native who's played League of Ireland football with UCD, have all been added to the squad. They have lost Keith Higgerty, who's retired, and the Curtis brothers, Declan and Ronan, have left. But that said, Swilly Rovers, and look at Oisin, Swilly Rovers over the years have always had this tradition of producing players. Even up to now, the likes of Ken McFadden, who's over at Norwich City and making good waves, captain of the Ireland under-19. Swilly Rovers has always been a breeding ground for good footballers, and Jason Gibson has quite a few young fellas there that he'd be looking to bed in. And Michael McHugh has been named as his assistant manager, but you know, Michael will still be talking out, I'm sure, and on his day again, still one of the most dangerous strikers that the Ulster Senior League has seen. And that experience to sort of guide those young fellas, it's probably, you know, going back to the Fannett United point of a few moments ago, what Fannett are missing is that sort of Michael McHugh type figure to bring on those young fellas into the Ulster Senior League, which is a very, very tough league for a young lad to begin into. But Swilly have gone about their business quietly enough during the winter months, and I think what Jason Gibson will be looking for again this season is progress, and maybe will be I win again in the Knockalla Caravans Cup or the Donegal News League Cup, which would be a great success for Swilly Rovers, who are also, and it's probably something to boost their any hopeful signings, I suppose, for Swilly Rovers, that they have that carrot of playing in the FAI Senior Cup. And Swilly Rovers, again, you know, great tradition in cup competitions down through the years, and that's something else that Jason Gibson can offer players this year, is that Swilly Rovers go into the hat for the first round of the Senior Cup, and you know, they'll, I'm sure, be looking forward to that as well.
And Bunnagee United, the other club in Letterkenny, what can the Dry Arch side bring to the table this year for the Ulster Senior League?
Well, I suppose it's very much like we said with Fannad, it's a rebuilding job. They've Peter Moran back on board as the team manager. They've managed to retain young Anthony Appiah, who trialled with Finn Harps again. He played a couple of friendly matches with them, but didn't make the move to Finn Park. Good solid young player. They've added Gareth Breslin, a native of Derry, who a very, very good player in around the D&D circuit in there. Good solid midfielder. They've taken back three players from their own Donegal League team, Noah Donnell, J.P. Dorn, and Paddy O'Loan, who had played with them in the first division of the Donegal League. I think what Bunnagee will be looking for is just a bit of improvement in their table position. You know, they were the league's bottom team last year, and you know, a proud club out there and a lot of good people. They'll just be looking, they've brought Peter Moran back in as opposed to maybe try and bring some stability back into the thing. And Peter, as a manager, he managed the Derry City under-21s and stuff, so he's been around the circuit, has a good eye for a player. And I think what we can expect from Bunnagee United this year, it's a word I'm sure that has been used over the last few weeks and months, is improvement. I do think we'll see improvement, however slight it may be, from Bunnagee this season.
And Chris, only 8 teams this year. Kildrum Tigers made the decision to pull out of the Ulster Senior League. They're looking to rejoin junior football, but it's going to be strange around St Johnstone and Carrigans when the start of the league comes around that the Tigers aren't involved.
Yeah, absolutely, Oisin. You know, it's a big loss, first and foremost, I think, to the Ulster Senior League. You know, Kildrum, I suppose everybody knows my own allegiance as a Kildrum man over the years. It's a big loss in that Kildrum Tigers, since their formation and since those Summer Cup days, Kildrum Tigers is a big, big name in Donegal soccer. And to lose that name and to lose that badge from the Ulster Senior League has been at low. There's no doubt about that. That it came on the eve of transfer deadline day was probably a disappointment, and probably will be seen as a disappointment within the Ulster Senior League, because, you know, Kildrum had been entered into the cup competitions, the draws were made. But, you know, Kildrum were one of those teams that suffered massively last year with the raft of transfers out of the club, players went back to play in the Donegal League, and the club had appointed a new manager, Colm Cassidy, who was managing the Park Bar team in Derry in the Saturday morning league and stuff. And I suppose, Oisin, it was just felt there was a few rumblings behind the scenes, and the club making the decision, what they felt was the best decision for the club, to go back to the Donegal League, a league in which the club had massive success over the years. But you would have to say, and you know, from a personal point of view, you'd be disappointed that, you know, 13 years of great service in the Ulster Senior League. Of course, it's disappointing to end that, but I suppose for Kildrum now, again, it's gone back to the Donegal League for next season, and hopefully trying to make an impact. But it does mean, I suppose, for that overall bigger picture of the Ulster Senior League, is 8 teams, and it probably leaves the Ulster Senior League now with no wriggle room in that. You can't afford to lose any more teams. You know, the recent season has seen, we mentioned Buncrana Hearts earlier on, Killeigh, Convoy, Arsenal, KG Rovers, Quigley's Point have all departed the scene. But the departure of Kildrum now leaves the Ulster Senior League with absolutely no wriggle room, and probably has them maybe asking questions about maybe trying to get a couple of teams in ahead of the start of next season. And I do know their moves behind the scenes to keep the reserve division going. Kildrum's departure takes the numbers in that down to 4, but I think the Ulster Senior League committee have been in touch with a couple of the other teams in the Ulster Senior League to maybe try and keep that afloat, and trying to keep teams second, their so-called reserve team going during the summer months.
Because the flip side of that is, Chris, that there isn't a queue of teams coming from the Donegal League looking to join the Ulster Senior League.
No, absolutely not. And again, that's one thing that goes against playing in the summer months, in that it's out of sync with the rest of the leagues. And just, again, I suppose to use Kildrum as an example. Now, Kildrum last played a game, I think it was in the late weeks of October, possibly, no, not as far in as early November, but in October. They will now have to wait until August before they will play a competitive match again. It's a long break, and that, I suppose, is something that teams are looking towards, in that if they finish in the Donegal or initial leagues in the month of May, then they pretty much have to wait until the following February or March before they get competitive action. And for teams that are winning stuff, you know, if we look at Lifford Celtic, for example, the current Premier Division champions of the Donegal League, they would probably have lost a lot of players and would find it very, very hard to keep players for that period of time if they weren't in competitive action. But, you know, there was a lot of talk this year about the Ulster Senior League possibly returning to winter football, and it's probably something that's going to be on the agenda now over the next few months, is to keep an eye, because, you know, I mentioned there on the Kildrum thing that there was a lot of transfers out of the Ulster Senior League. It was well documented that 111 transfers were processed last season, and I suppose loyalty has gone out of fashion with footballers at the moment, and football's really, really easy got at the moment. Like, you know, when the Ulster Senior League season ends, bang, there's a raft of transfers into the Ulster Senior League, and I think we'll see even more of that this year with this early start. It means, conversely, an earlier finish to the Ulster Senior League season, and it comes before that transfer window closes for the Donegal League. So I think, you know, it's something worth keeping an eye on maybe around about the month of August and September this year, Roisin, is to see just how many players make that transition from intermediate to back to junior football again.
Could that transition have an impact on who's going to win the title?
It could, of course. It definitely could. You know, again, I suppose I'll use my own club, Kildrum, last year. We're in the mix around, I think it was June, early July. They played twice in a week, Cockhill Celtic and Drumkeen United. Drew one and lost one. But they were pretty competitive in both of those. But around about that time, you sort of were looking at the table and thinking to yourself, you know, this has gone, you know, the title challenge has gone. They were out of the cup. And once the Donegal League season started up and the initial league started up, there was slowly but surely a drop of players leaving the club. And, you know, Kildrum weren't alone in that. You know, Bonagie United also spoke publicly about the problems that they had faced. And quite a few teams faced that problem last year. But the only thing you would say is that for teams competing at the top, you know, we talked about Cockhill, Letterkenny, Drumkeen, you would have to say if a team is going sort of on the march to win trophies, you would like to think and you would like to expect that their players would remain loyal to the team. But I suppose it could have an impact, of course, because conversely, the other teams would be maybe weakened. And I suppose that's all then down to the fixtures computer and what way does the fixture set out. So, yeah, look, ultimately it could have a bearing on the destination of the league title.
Moving on to the Interprovincials, Ulster taking victory in Sligo in 2013 for the first time in a long time that the league had actually won the Interprovincial title. And when you've won it and you go into the next season, it's something that the league will be aspiring to do once again, Chris, and trying to retain it and having a real good go at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was a real fillip and a real fella in the hat of the Ulster Senior League that they managed to go and win the Interprovincials. You know, for years, and people like Ollie Horgan, you know, they worked their socks off to try and get a team together. And players over the years, for whatever particular reason, just didn't see it as a competition that they took seriously. And the Ulster Senior League Challenge sort of became something of a joke within the league itself. But last year, you know, Donal O'Brien was probably helped in that. He was the manager of the leading side in the league. He had Mickey Rogers along with him of Drumkeen United. So the managers of the leading two teams in the league, that they were looking after the collective league side, probably had a big bearing on it. But certainly it was a massive coup for the Ulster Senior League to win it. And to win it so convincingly as well. And now with the likes of Malachy McDermott of Cockhill Celtic shortlisted for an Intermediate Player of the Year award, I think what it all does, and the fact that they've done it, even the likes of I think it was Darren Cassidy of Kildrum Tigers and a couple of players like that, a couple of leading players that they couldn't call upon. The fact that they did it so convincingly was a massive boost. And you'd have to say, you know, it sort of negated all that negative talk about the standard, you know, because it has become fashionable to say that, you know, the Ulster Senior League isn't what it once was. And there was a lot of negative press about the Ulster Senior League, and I suppose again in recent times with Kildrum pulling out. But you have to say, when you look at that intermediate interprovincial competition, it showed just how good the Ulster Senior League is and can be. And certainly it is something I know the executive have already spoken about it and commended the manager and players, and they sort of put on a reception to honour them in the Midrigal a few weeks after they had won the thing. But it is something that, of course, they've earmarked. And I think now the fact all the players in the league who maybe didn't make themselves available last year, it's now something that they will be aspiring to get involved in as well.
Finally, Chris, time to put your neck out. Who's going to win the league and who's going to win the cups?
Well, overall, I said Cockhill Celtic, you know, they've managed to retain their double winning team. And, you know, if you're going into the bookies with a tenner, you'd have to say Cockhill Celtic would be your favourites. But neck in the block, I know leagues aren't won on paper, but Letterkenny Rovers on paper have a really, really strong squad. And if you're giving me your last tenner, Oisin, I'll be putting on Letterkenny Rovers for the value of the early season odds to win the league. As for the cups, you know, the League Cup draw is interesting, and it's running around Robin format, so you probably have to wait and see who comes out of that. But again, for the Donegal News Ulster Senior League Cup, put the neck in the block and say Cockhill Celtic for that, and for the Dalgalla Caravans Cup, from Keane United. So three different teams went into full season 2014 last year.